I'm Daniel Lucas.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people! Let's talk about food! Oh, Chefy!
Daniel, how you doing?
I'm good, Chefy, especially Christmas is near. Those people are counting Christmas. Aha, Christmas is almost here. So, Chef and I are now giving you this recipe that give you an idea we'll consider to prepare this coming season. And Chefy, it's all already our fourth season.
Yes, almost.
Yes, imagine people, our Food 101 is already on the fourth year. Imagine, it's so fast. I remembered when I first doing this podcast, I didn't know anything about podcasting. I felt nervous when I'm Daniel Lucas, Food 101. I do probably, Chefy, 25 takes for that first episode. Another milestone.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes. And I found my dedicated and Italian executive chef in one of the best 5-star restaurant in downtown Toronto. So Chefy, how's Soto?
Crazy. busy.
Too much busy, because of the
season. It's the time of day, you know, it's happened to everybody, you know, to whoever work in this industry. It's the time that you have to give all the best, all your energy on it.
You know? Yes. Party there, party everywhere.
Absolutely.
So, Chefy, what is your Christmas offering in Soto Soto?
Well, we usually get the same menu. We traditional Italian, and sometimes every day we put new specials. So, the special is going in its daily, so it's a surprise. So, whoever is coming, I'm going to find the same special that we have yesterday. So, that's a good thing. And we usually keep the same menu. As much we get, of course.
Yes. Italiano vero.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, people, if you're wondering where Chef Alessandro working, can you promote Chefy Soto Soto?
Oh, yes, of course. We are 120 Avenue Road in downtown Toronto. Make sure you have your reservation ready in advance. In advance.
Because it's crazy fully booked.
Yes, especially now in the Christmas season. Yes, well, we got another 9 days to Christmas. No, another 10, 11 days, 11, 12 days. 12 days, sorry.
Yes. 12 days, people, before Christmas. So if you are wanting to taste what is Italian cuisine like, please do make a reservation. Soto Soto. Where is Soto Soto, Chefy?
120 Avenue Road, downtown. In Toronto.
Yes. Downtown Toronto, people. Please visit Chef Alessandro and say hi to him if you see him. Oh, I'm listening to your podcast. Okay, Chefy, which one are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about another menu for Christmas ideas. So we was thinking about French onion soup, stuffed mushroom, turkey, roast turkey, and Bouche de Noël.
Bouche de Noël, or they call you like people. Chefy, last week we don't talk about soup, right? We don't discuss any kind of soup.
No, I don't think we talk about soup last week. We talk about beef wellington, mashed potato, eggnog, salmon canapé last week. Yes.
Yes. And so this is the first time that we're going to talk about soup, people, for your dinner, if you want to consider this a set of menu. So, Chefy, let's talk about French onion soup.
Well, French onion soup, you know, just the name is they tell you where they come from anyway. That's not meant to explain to nobody where these are coming from. But, you know, everybody does, you know, it's not that just it's because it's French, French people. Of course, if you go to France, you're going to have a more particular one, more tasty, so, you know. But yeah, well, I think about it, it's very simple, you know, it's onion and cooking in a meat stock, practically, consommé, practically. And it usually serve with bread, crostini, toast bread with the Gruyère cheese. That's one of the floating on top, the cheese. Sometimes they put all the cheese all around on the bowl, so it's you know, it's all crunchy and cheesy, you know. Simple, you know, just you need a nice consommé. And eventually, if you don't have time to make it, because it takes lots of time to make a consommé, but if you have, you know, if you don't have time, you can always buy a consommé someplace. So it's at the grocery store, you can find consommé all over. And once you get a consommé, you just, you know, cook your onion, you know, nice and slowly, and it's becoming like, you know, very soft. And just you add your consommé after, and here we go. And you serve a hot in the nice bowl. You put your bread with the cheese, you gratin, and that's it.
Voila!
Yeah, voila! It's not that difficult if you have the consommé done. That's the most important thing. Yeah, if you get your consommé, you know it's you know eventually okay. Yeah, in French onion soup, you should use only the consommé as a broth. But if you are vegetarian, you know, you can always change with your vegetarian broth, you know. It would be not the same, but at least, you know, if you have somebody with some allergy at home, you know, it's always good, you know, to have diversion.
Definitely. And, Jeffy, there's a lot of variation also of French onion soup, right? Some people put beer, some people wear red wine to make the French onion soup, let's say, according to what they want, according to what they want to taste.
Absolutely. But
French onion soup, if you do it classic, it's something else, people. The way you present it on the bowl, with a melted Gruyère cheese, but if you don't have Gruyère cheese, what they can use instead, Chefy?
Eventually, you can use even Parmesan cheese eventually, but it's not the same, eh? Of course. You need a nice Gruyère cheese to make a nice and crunchy crust on top of the your bread. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. You can find some other solution. You know, you can have other cheese over there. But I suggest, you know, Gruyère because it's the best match. But if you don't have that, of course, you use what you have at home. You know, improvise. That's always good. You know.
Yes, definitely. It's something else, people. But so, Chefy, before we go on to our next recipe to talk about, let's shout out to the people listening to our ranking tops in the last 30 days, Chefy, because in Canada, we are number 7 on the chart. Thank you, Canada, for supporting this podcast. And of course, in Senegal, we are number 13, Chefy.
Wow.
Kuwait, number 38, Shukran, Jazilan, Kuwait, Marhaba, and Czech Republic at 44, United Kingdom at 64, Republic of Korea at 95, India at 213, Japan at 215, and Vietnam at 228. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food, people. Food. And now we are giving you an idea to what you gonna prepare for this season.
Yes.
And please do grab a copy of our Food 101 Volume 1 until 13. So if you are wondering what you're gonna prepare for Christmas, Volume 13 is we made it for Christmas season because Chef and I did for Christmas appetizer, Christmas main course, and Christmas dessert. So if you're wondering, if you are not make your mind what you're gonna prepare for this Christmas, this book will give you, enlighten you, and give you information. Yes, it's a complete recipe for everybody who's wondering what they gonna prepare for this Christmas. So, Seppi, what next we're gonna talk about?
Let's talk about stuffed mushroom, because it's there's something simple that, you know, everybody can make at home with whatever they got. That's a good thing. Stuffed mushroom is a classic dish with using the mushroom cup, practically. And probably you can fill it with whatever you want it. You know, typically they're baked, broiled, or whatever, and it can be served hot, can be served at room temperature, and sometimes you can even serve cold as an hors d'oeuvres too. So practically, you can stuff whatever you want, and can be bread, can be spinach, tomato, cheese, herbs. Sausage, pork, whatever you like, you can arrange. You can even put like the mix of your hamburger on it, or your mix of meatball. You know, then you cook it. Very good, tasty. Oh, simple, like, you know, just bread, and cheese. And you just melt in the oven.
Yes. Simple but delicious.
Absolutely. 5 minutes in the oven, maximum 10 minutes, there we go. Depend of the size of the mushroom, of course. But if you use the regular size cremini mushroom or stuffed mushroom, the champignon, they're all good size.
There are something else to consider as a side or appetizer. Mushrooms are really good.
That's one, right, yes.
One more trivia about mushroom: they have spermidine, which is good for long life. So eat lots of mushroom, people.
Oh, yes. I love mushroom. Mushroom is good.
Yeah, it gives you extend your life, according to the book that I read.
Yeah, that's good too.
Rich in spermidine.
After the mushroom, let's go turkey. We talked about turkey not too long ago. Right? We talked about Thanksgiving, you know?
Thanksgiving,
it's classic. Come on, it's Christmas. Turkey or roast chicken, you know, the gigantic chicken or, you know. So it's a classic. You can't say no.
Yes. You can say no.
Remember to the frosting time, you know, season good, you know, the butter on top before you put in the oven, you know, it takes a little bit time to cook, you know, two, three hours, very slowly, you know, but, you know, at the end, you know, you're going to have this amazing dish that you never get wrong because, you know, everybody loves it. Come on.
Yes. It's a classic.
What's that?
It's a classic recipe, right?
Yes.
That you need to consider either. So we want to summarize the main course that we did recommended already. So for the first week, we recommend...
We talk about... the baked brie and cranberry sauce, the glazed ham,
yes,
which sprout with bacon, and the pudding, probably. Yes,
that was the first
week that we talked about. We were talking about the menu for Christmas. Then last week, we were talking about the salmon canapé, Beef Wellington, the mashed potato, the eggnog.
Yes, it's something else that you need to consider, people. Chef and I did chosen those recipe to discuss
Oh yeah, oh yes, absolutely.
because we 100% highly recommend it. It's a classic recipe that you need to be considered. So,
Yeah,
Chefy, what
that
else?
easy, you know, even for the turkey, it's a very, very easy, you know, you just put it in and it's cooking by itself. So it's, you know, you got that 3 hours and a half of freedom, you know. But
Yes.
then you always got to think about the side dish anyway. So, but if you think, you know, if you're looking around what we talk about the last couple of weeks, you can even mix, you know, instead to use, you know, the mashed potato, you can use the Brussels sprout, you know. So it's, you know, it's all ideas that we give to you.
Yes, only idea that help you to decide which one you're gonna prepare for this season.
And then
So,
actually, I got to think about what I had to do for my Christmas dinner.
probably turkey. So, people, if you want more information about turkey, Chef and I discussed last Thanksgiving. Turkey, turkey.
Yes.
The We want to simplify the cooking techniques of turkey. It's so easy, people. Marinate, as you have said, marinate it. And then it what marination you put, it's up to you. But for Chef and I do olive oil, then herbs, any kind of herbs that you want to put. But mine, I do Italian herbs because Italian herbs is combination of lots of spices over there. So the better, the merrier. And then inside the turkey, I put these celery, carrots, and onions, like mirepoix. I marinate it also with the olive and those spices. And then I put inside, then voila, I put in the oven. I covered with aluminum foil so that it's easy to cook. And then after 1 hour and a half, I remove it to make the skin brown.
Yes.
With a temperature of 350 degrees Fahrenheit. So, people, if you're wondering how to roast the turkey, it's so easy, even if your eyes is close. It's a classic recipe, delicious, and I let's say affordable too, right, Chefy?
Yeah, it's affordable. It's not that bad. You can buy a nice, decent turkey, nice size for, you know, less than $30. So it's very good. You know, if you can feed 5 or 6 people, 10 people, you know, on the table, it's not that bad. Well, maybe no, 10, no, but you know, five, yes.
Definitely. And people, tips you need to make your gravy more delicious, use the bones of the turkey or
Oh,
that
yes.
you roasted. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's something else together with the mirepoix and everything. Cook it for let's say 2 hours, then make it for gravy, and voila, it's something else. It's so delicious together with your stuffing and many more.
That's right, that's right.
And so, Sefi, what will be our next? I think
Next,
dessert.
you know, it's going to be a dessert today. You know, it's going to be a nice bouche de Noël. Even that, you know, explain a little bit everything.
Yes.
It's a traditional Christmas cake. Well, for Italian, you need the panettone, you need the pandoro. You know, it's a classic, you know, torrone or it's nugget. But you know, for you know, French and Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland people, even Quebec and Canada, they got the bouche de Noël. You know, it's a classic sponge cake, and then cover with you know, nice chocolate glaze, and all the decoration looks like practically a branch of a tree, practically. Yes, a log, that's what the word is. And that's it's very, very easy to make it. You make a Genoa cake, a base, and you spread the usually it's a buttercream or chocolate buttercream inside, and roll up like a log, and then you cut like a log, you give a couple branch on it, and then you practically cover with a ganache, or you wet a little bit with espresso liqueur, and that's what it's all about. And I know that in Japan we were used to, in the hotel where I was working, it was making so many. It's a classic, the, you know, even for them to use a bouche de noël in Japan. And yeah, it's a good cake. I like it. It's a very, very nice cake even to bring as a, you know, present for Christmas in somebody's house. Very, very cool cake. Very cute, very nice decorated.
Yeah, it's something else that you need to prepare this Christmas. You know what, Jeffy? The first time I did your love, it messed me up. You know, I cannot. You cannot roll it because it's soft and soggy, and then you cannot roll it up. So people, like Chef and I, are always telling you that don't afraid to commit mistake in the kitchen. Why? Because the first time you do it, for sure that you love, sure you're gonna mess because it's first time to do it. And then for the second time, of course, yes, it's getting better. And the third time, of course, become now better. And now for the fourth time, you said excellent. Oh, that's the process of make food delicious and excellent, people. Commit mistake on the first time, and then for the second time, for sure you still have a little bit mistake, but at the end, perfect.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny to see, you know, all this, the nice decoration they make on the Bouche de Noël. You know, it's they look like real, you know, real. Yes. A log, you know, it's so nice. I remember the first time I was making it was in the 1986, around there. Yeah, maybe, yes. 93, 92. Yeah, around there, around the 90. And I was making a pastry shop. It was very cool. Nice, good experience. Very nice. It's not that difficult. It's but you need a little bit of practice. So, you know, you should try a couple of weeks before Christmas. To make it feel cool. You know, in the meantime, you taste it, you know, and you enjoy. Making sure you put enough liquid inside so, you know, you can enjoy more. Yeah, but, you know, the more you practice, the more, you know, they're going to come very beautiful cake to serve, and it's not that hard, you know.
Yes. Simple. You know what, Jeff? I'm still laughing when I hear, remembered my you logo that you're gonna learn from it for those mistakes. So, people, if you are wondering what you're gonna prepare for this season, we already have 3 sets. For those recipes, or let's say menu, because it's already set up for you. We have appetizer, we have main course, we have soup, we have dessert. So it's complete menu. And each of one of those, if you are wondering what you're gonna prepare for this Christmas, we are highly recommended it. Chefy, we are so grateful because our fourth season. For the last year, we have a lot of milestones to celebrate. Number one, we got our 1 million downloads.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, people, for supporting this podcast. And of course, number two milestones, we are, according to listen notes, we are belong to 1.5% population globally. And we, according to our analytics, we have 118 countries listening to this podcast. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we expect for the fourth season that our podcast will be bigger,
better, and bolder.
Yes. For sure, next year, we're going to resume our regular video podcast. And
hopefully,
yes, next year, people, watch for another video podcast we're gonna make with Chef Alessandro. We are dedicated to make this podcast, as we said, bigger and better and bolder. So
yes, sir.
we're gonna resume our video podcast next year. And again, please do grab a copy of our books, not only one but 13 volumes, people. Food 101 volume 1, basics until 12 is only the food that you need to create a delicious food, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide.
Wow.
Worldwide. Plus, I'm inviting you to please do grab a copy of my latest audiobook, people. I did already my audiobook for my book 101 review, volume 1, highly recommended. And My Life is Too Short. And what, I forgot the other one. I have 3 audiobook already, people, and more audiobook to come. That's how Chef and I are busy. We're doing our audiobook for Food 101, and please do tune up for that. you will discover how Chef Alessandro narrate our Food 101. Looking forward to that, Chefy.
Oh, yeah. So, you're looking for me, too.
So, Chefy, do a recap, Chefy, for the menu that we presented today.
Today we present with the French onion soup, the stuffed mushroom, regular classic turkey, and a nice bouche de Noël.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, people. And for the sides for the turkey, Chefy, we are recommending mashed potato.
Yes. Of course. Peas and corn. Peas and corn.
Or if you have asparagus, squash, or broccoli, yeah. Squash. Those are good for turkey, people.
Yeah,
or main courses.
Bacon squash, kabocha squash. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's something else. So, people, if you are decided to prepare this menu, let us know so that we can shout out you for preparing this recipe or for this menu. Right,
oh, yeah.
Chefy?
Pretty soon we're going to start to give a recipe, complete the recipe though. Huh?
Yeah. Yes, because what we are doing here, people, we don't want you to make hard time for yourself.
No, we like to give a nice, easy recipe. No, not difficult, because it's, yes. The time in the kitchen must be enjoyed. It's not must be stressful, okay? So... Yeah, you don't have to be stressful. It's not like a restaurant, even stressful life. But you have to enjoy your time in the kitchen with family, friends. Glass of wine.
Yes.
Enjoy cooking and really, really understand. The valuable of spending the time in the kitchen. It's fun.
Yes.
Must be fun.
Be fun. Life is too short, people, to be stressed.
Leave it to us, work.
Yes, yes. We need to be laugh, giggle a lot, okay?
Yes.
Laugh a lot, giggle a lot, because it's good for your health. And good for everybody, because more blessing to come. If you will have this positive outlook of life, always laugh, people, and giggle like us, like Chef and I. So Chefy, let's we have already 33 minutes, so this is good.
Yeah, it's good.
And I'm inviting you, please do inviting you to my new podcast, people, Sex 101, Sex and Relationship with Miss Alluring Luba Venable. We already published our first episode, so please do listen to it, and our second episode this coming week. So we talk about sex and relationships, what are the things that you need to make your relationship last longer and to spice it. And please do listen, Sex 101. So Chefy,
wow. Yes, thank
would
you.
Would you like to guest on our podcast, Sex 101 with Luba Venable?
Maybe not now. Maybe Valentine time. You know, Valentine Day.
Okay, we gonna do.
We can do you know dessert and.
For aphrodisiac food, people, we're gonna prepare for that for Valentine's. And I like to already 1.5 months, and then Valentine's coming. So, Shafi,
yes, sir. Thank you very much to another night here, you know, talking about food. And let's talk to you next week.
Yes, people, another set. For another recommended menu for you or recipe. And I hope it will help you to decide.
Fantastic. Okay, American people.
See you soon.